Live from the No Panic Zone, I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, August the 31st, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the star of Black Panther, Chadwick Boseman, died over the weekend, aged just 43. We're all now learning that he has been battling colon cancer for the last 4 years, and almost nobody knew it. Can you imagine? Number two, why was Jacob Blake targeted for arrest before he was shot by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin? Well, as I've been telling you, because he was violating a personal protection order of a woman he's accused of violently sexually assaulting. And number one, I've also been telling you for weeks now that America will not vote to be Kenosha, Wisconsin. That's certainly true, nor does it want to be like Portland, Minneapolis, Chicago, or New York as of late. People will be lining up to reject the whole socialist mess and do so in person and in record numbers. Several polls showing the president now taking the lead. We'll have Robert Cahaley here, a senior strategist and pollster for the Trafalgar Group, in just a few minutes. You'll want to hear that. But first, the most ridiculous thing you're going to hear today. And it comes from Portland, where over the weekend, a man was gunned down and murdered, a man from the Patriot Prayer Group, a white man supporting a political group. They were driving through Portland where several supporters of President Trump and those from what the mainstream press describes as far-right groups, like a prayer group, for example, shot dead in the street he was. And the Portland mayor, Ted Wheeler, saying, well, I've called for the National Guard at least twice. I've been ignored, rejected by the governor, and I don't know what else you would have me do anyway. Listen to this little exchange. And you'll get a very good idea of how incompetent Ted Wheeler is in Portland. He first tries to answer the question. Then he tries to bring the chief of police, who says, I want nothing to do with that. Then he says there's nothing more he can do about it, basically. It's absolutely unforgivable. Bite two with Ted Wheeler. Bite two. Go.
As you know, on two prior occasions, I have asked the governor for the National Guard. She declined in those two circumstances, but we are in communication now. It is my belief that between PPB, the Multnomah County Sheriff's Office, and the state police, we have been successfully throughout this in terms of operations when we're combined and when we're collaborating. And I am told by our law enforcement professionals that that is sufficient, but I'll defer to the chief.
Did you want to say something on that?
Sorry.
You mentioned that you fear that something like this could happen. Given that, how come the city didn't take action over the weekend to prevent something like this?
Well, I'm not sure how you specifically operationally can prevent this.
Yeah. I don't know what we can do about this. What? Nothing we can do here. Nothing. I have an idea. Let the police do their job, arrest the lawbreakers, don't release them immediately back into the streets, enforce the laws, do your damn job. How about that, for starters? Just a thought. You know, you hear about all of these cities, Portland, Minneapolis, Seattle, Kenosha, Chicago, all of these cities having massive problems with rioting and looting. And different challenges. One of the cities you don't hear about is Detroit. Remarkable, right? Detroit, there is no rioting in the streets and looting and destruction of public property. And that's because there's a different attitude in Detroit from the chief of police, African-American chief of police, James Craig. He says, that's not going to happen in my city. Let me give you an example of what he has to say about all the rioting and looting and peaceful protesting. Bite number three from the chief of police in Detroit, James Craig. Bite three. Go.
We weren't going to have a Seattle zone with lawlessness here in Detroit. That was not an option. But that said, we were patient. We talked for about an hour, repeated warnings that you would be arrested. They said, we're not going anywhere. They wanted to be arrested. And made demands. And the demand was they wanted federal agents to leave the city of Detroit. Again, still showing tremendous patience. And then when we began to effect arrests, there was resistance. You can see some of the videos where some of the protesters are pulling on our officers to free their comrades. And so 44 arrests total throughout this ordeal. We have several investigations that we're looking at to determine whether or not the officers' actions were appropriate.
James Craig, he should be sent off to Portland. They'll have it under control in about half a day. It's called leadership. It's called professionalism. It's called doing your job as a police officer, as a chief of police, as a department, not having your hands tied by the mayor's office, not having your hands tied by the governor, doing your job. That's what it looks like in 2020. It's not about racism. It's about law and order, which is why it is the number one issue facing Americans today. According to all polling, law and order and violence in the streets is the number one issue for American voters today. Remember, in just 5 days, Americans will start going to the polls. 64 days, and they'll go to, they'll vote for President of the United States. Meanwhile, Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says the violence must end. And the federal government stands ready to help out for any state or mayor who says, can you help me here? Can you help me? Bite four with Chad Wolf. Go.
There were a number of counter protests and counter groups in Portland overnight. And I think this points to a larger issue that we've seen in Portland for the last 3 months, and that is local and state officials not allowing law enforcement to do their job and really to bring this violent activity night after night after night to a close. And so what, as you see that continue to unfold over the course of 3 months, you're going to continue to see violent activity. And we've asked the governor, we've asked the mayor to step in. If they don't have the resources, the president's been very clear on this, as you know. We will happy to provide resources to bring this violence to an end. Violence that, again, across the ideological spectrum, left or right, the violence needs to end.
I agree with that. The violence must end. Americans know it, which is why there's been a dramatic shift in the polling, which is why Joe Biden has been flushed out of his basement. As Hogan Gidley said just moments ago, he wasn't flushed out by the president. He wasn't flushed out by his campaign. He was flushed out by the American people rejecting the idea of violence and looting and killing in the streets of American cities. Joe Biden can't sit idly by and hide in his Delaware basement any longer. He has to go on the campaign trail. He must. By the way, coming up on the 29th of September in Cleveland, Ohio, Case Western Reserve University, the first of the three scheduled presidential debates set to take place. Will Joe Biden be there in person? Will Joe Biden be there in person? Huge question, isn't it? 14 after, you know, I don't know. I believed he had no way to avoid it. No way to avoid it. But now with Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton and others saying, don't debate, what's their strategy? Well, you can't hide your basement any longer. You're in Pennsylvania. Makes me think you can't hide from the debates either. All right? 14 after. It's a Monday on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. Work with Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles with Stiles, Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, and together you'll develop a customized plan for your retirement. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.